go buy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gavel us home.
Okay, council is back in order. And we have a 3 o'clock time certain to consider appointing some people to
the formerly
housing home forward. I will turn it over to Commissioner Fish.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. This is a happy occasion today to welcome a new commissioner to Home Forward, formerly known as HAP, to seek the renewal of the reappointment of an existing commissioner, and to say thank you to a departing commissioner. Chair Lee Moore, would you please come forward and kick us off today, and welcome to City Hall.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I noticed that you have our sustainable bottles in front of you, and so a little gratuity goes a long ways, all 33 cents of it.
Lee, if you could just give us your name and title.
Yes. My name is Lee Moore. I am the chair of Home Forward, and as you will notice, that's a new name for, as Commissioner Fish said, the old HAP. The name originates as a result of our strategic planning process. The intent is to emphasize the notion of building partnerships throughout the community, and it reflects our mission of providing shelter and support to our neighbors in need. We'd like to thank the council for your support of our mission and those we serve. We also want to thank you for we just received notification of the third HOPE 6 grant that we received, and I think that's a really unique opportunity for our community because those are hard to come by. And we are honored to be the city's development and operating partner for the Bud Clark Commons, and I noticed that most of you were there, and we appreciate that. We're here today to say goodbye to one of our board members, and welcome another, and to recognize a third who is re-upping. First, we'd like to welcome or introduce Mr. David Kelleher. Dave is a principal with Acme Business Consulting. He has a strong commitment to our community. He's the president of the MS Society chapter, and he's on various boards, including Janus Youth Projects. And as you know, that we're also engaging on some initiatives with youth. You know, we got about 12,000, up to 12,000 youth within our facilities. So I think it's really important to have that kind of addition. And he's also helped us out at New Columbia with the Village Store. And as you know, we've been waiting for that for quite some time. So what I'd like to do is to give David an opportunity to address the council.
David, why don't you come up and take a seat with Lee?
Welcome.
Thank you very much. For the record, my name is David Kelleher, prospective commissioner for Home Forward. Thank you all very much for welcoming me today. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to serve this organization. While I do not yet know it as Home Forward completely, you know, my familiarity with HAP started some number of years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I've been continually impressed by staff and board alike, and am thrilled to be a part of an organization that that really has a very succinct and profound mission, and hopefully the resources to solve some of these bigger complex problems. So I thank you all for the opportunity.
David, thank you for being willing to consider an appointment to this board. This is a very time-consuming and challenging assignment. And after having met with you and talked to you in some detail about the why and what you hope to accomplish, I think we're very fortunate that you've stepped up and offered service here. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Why don't you stay there for a second?
Wait. Okay. I want to ask a question.
We're going to bring the whole panel up.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to invite the next person up and then give you a chance to pose questions.
The next person I think that you all recognize who is re-upping, and that's Commissioner Gretchen Kafori. I would call her the godmother, but she probably would shoot me in the process. And so she understands the history of both Portland and the mission that Home Forward has, and she knows how to get things done. And basically, she plays a valuable role on our board in terms of keeping us centered on really what our mission is all about. It's so that we also have an opportunity, as you saw with David and now with the reappointment of, hopefully, of Ms. Kaflory, is that we have an opportunity to really kind of honor the past and embrace the future. So I don't know if Gretchen, do you like to say anything?
Well, any of course, words? Gretchen Kaflory, board member of Home Forward. I'm surprised at myself, but here I am going for another 4 years. And I, one, want to thank all three of you for attending the other day at the celebration. Nick, for your leadership. Dan, for being there and helping us.
Filling a seat.
Smiling. No, no, no. No, I don't mean that in any way pejoratively. It was very wonderful to have a majority of the council there. And Amanda, I just loved looking down the row and seeing all of you, and I appreciate it deeply. The second thing I did want to say today for the record is that I think there was one person who got short shrift at the event, and it's partly his nature, but it's also important to remind everybody that in our work with HAP and Home Forward and Poor People Housing, that somebody who used to frequent these halls with me and is continuing his fine leadership as executive director of HAP is Steve Rudman. And I just thank the Lord every day that we have him and his passion and commitment to keep working at this thorny issue of poor people housing, because he is passionate and dedicated and has worked as long as I have in the trenches. And I just needed to respect Redmond's leadership and all this. And I realized in all the kudos and thank yous at the event the other day, he didn't seem to get as much attention.
Gretchen, I'm glad you made that comment. We will strike that, of course, from the official record, because because it is challenging enough to work with Steve. This will take us to a new level.
I know. But thank Remember, you. I worked with
thank
him,
you
too.
For, as someone who was on the board when Steve was hired and had the pleasure of working with him, I'm very glad that you have given him a tribute today for his work, because it was truly, we were all proud to be there that day.
Oh, absolutely.
Home Forward was the indispensable partner in bringing that project home. And I think it was a testament to the strength of our partnership and also to the quality of the people who work in the trenches doing it. So thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
So questions for Ms. Kaflory or Mr. Kelleher? I have a question. Tell me about, is it Acme mm-hmm. Business Consulting?
Yep.
And I guess I first want to know, how come Home Forward didn't grab the name Acme? tell me a little bit about your business.
About what we do?
Yeah.
So Acme is a management consulting firm, primarily made up of ex-Big Five folks. So I'm an ex-Arthur Andersen person. Okay. I founded the company with two other colleagues from Andersen in 2002, and we essentially run large projects for our clients, some technology projects, some merger integration, process optimization, that kind of work. We have offices in Portland, San Francisco, and Seattle. In Portland specifically, we do a lot of work for Nike, a lot of work in the utility space with BPA, and then down in the Bay Area, a lot of technology companies. Hopefully that helps.
Yes, very much. Any other questions?
Thank you both. Before we take this to a vote, we have one other matter we'd like to do via Chair Lee Moore, if we could.
Yes, I won't take up much time, but another person who didn't get much recognition the other day is one of our departing members, who is Jeff. And this is Jeff attended his last meeting with us, and he has really brought about a lot of strong leadership qualities for the organization. One of the things that I'm proud of personally is that HAP is a very, I think, probably the most diverse board of all of the agencies within the city, and diversity takes on many different flavors. Jeff brings a strong business and legal background to us, particularly in the development area. He was the chair during the development of Humboldt Gardens, and he has always been a strong advocate for doing things right and also for cost saving, and I think that is something that we're going to miss, and hopefully we can fill the void. So I'll shut up at this point, and I'll turn it to Jeff and see if he has any words to speak.
Back rack.
The only thing I would add, Lee, is one final correction of something you said when you were talking about Gretchen, and you said she keeps the board centered. I always thought she kept the board a little leaning to the left, and it was my job to keep the board centered. So you'll have to reorient when I depart and figure out who leans and shifts where. But thank you all, and it's been a pleasure to serve with Lee and Gretchen and everybody else, and an honor to serve the city and a great personal education for me over the last 9 years. So thank you.
I could also just note on a personal level that a couple nights ago, Jeff and I were in Memorial Coliseum watching our daughters graduate from high school. And I think for both of us to have two events of this significance fall within 1 week, the opening of Bud Clark Commons and then to see our children pass through this particular milestone was very powerful. And there was a point in the program where Jeff's daughter got special recognition as being a select group of students who achieved a perfect 4.0 average for her entire 4 years at Lincoln. So in addition to being a great public servant, Jeff's a pretty good dad. And so congratulations to you and your daughter.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Jeff. We do appreciate your service to our city and to the community that Housing Forward, Home Forward serves.
I haven't got it figured out yet either.
So, yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it. So, Mr. Fritz, any comments?
Okay,
so let's
thank you.
Thank you. And let's please call the roll.
584, I should read the title first, sorry. Oh. Appoint Jeff Kelleher and reappoint Gretchen Cafori to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners. Fish?
Well, thank you to the Home Forward family for spending some time with us this afternoon. Chairman Lee Moore, we really appreciate your service, and my colleagues may not know that you've also been performing another great service to the city, which is you chaired a public forum on the disparity study and did so with great skill. And so we really appreciate the ways in which you benefit the city in so many ways. To David, I'm incredibly impressed, and we've had the chance to work together on some other things in the past, and I think you bring great talent and clear conviction to the board, so welcome. To Gretchen Cafori, as I said the other day at the opening of Bud Clark Commons, starting with the 12-point plan for the homeless and breaking the cycle of homelessness 25 years ago, there were a very select number of public officials who brought us to this place. And Gretchen certainly is front and center, one of the most important people who held public office, who helped us get to the point today where we have programs that work to end homelessness. So thank you for agreeing to continue to bring service to the Home Forward Board. To Jeff Bachrach, one of your roles on the board and on other boards is to always ask the question that perhaps others don't want to ask because it would be perceived as being impolite or rude or politically incorrect or whatever. And I want to, as someone who has served on a number of boards, while you get a lot of lighthearted kidding about that personal style, the fact is that is an indispensable role of a board member, and you do it very well, with a lot of grace. And thank you for all your service, and I'm hoping we can find another board at the city where you can transition to very quickly. To Steve Rudman, the executive director, who unfortunately got that glowing tribute today, so he will be even more challenging to deal with for the next month. Steve, congratulations on a body of work over the past month, and certainly the $18.5 million Hope 6 grant. Lee mentioned it. There were 36 cities vying for as many as 8 awards. So statistically, the deck was stacked against us, and yet once again, we came through. Congratulations to you and your team. and for the extraordinary work that has culminated in the opening of Bud Clark Commons. To Harriet Cormack, who is here, a board member who served with Bud Clark and others on the Community Advisory Committee, which did a lot of the heavy lifting around Bud Clark Commons, and who is a tireless advocate on the board. Harriet, thank you for taking time to be with us today. And one of my favorite people at HAP is Shelley Marchese, who handles communication. And I'm not sure whether someone in your family still has a pretty good restaurant that serves Hawaiian delicacies, but Shelley, thank you for all your good work. And the communication piece of the opening the other day was first rate. So thanks to all my friends at HAP. We treasure the partnership, and we're doing good work during tough times. And I want to salute it. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for putting this on as a time certain. And sometimes we do appointments and reappointments on the consent agenda. It's very important for us to take the time to say thank you for all of your service. Thank you, Jeff, for putting in so much time. And it does take a lot of time and heart and thinking to do this job well, and you have certainly done it well. Thank you. Thank you, David, for agreeing to step into that spot and to committing to being away from family at times and to giving as a volunteer to make our city better. And thank you, Commissioner Carfori, for your ongoing service. What a role model you are for me and for our community. And being willing to, sometimes people look at being on boards and commissions as a way to learn the system, as a way to go on to other things like elected office. It's really wonderful when elected leaders, Commissioner Carfori and Governor Roberts, agree to continue to serve after they have done their time. Done their time. It feels like that sometimes here, doesn't it? And I really like the fact that the Housing Authority of Portland has changed to Home Forward. Changing the word housing to home is hugely significant. And throughout the day today, we have been talking about the family of Portland and the people of Portland and how we share this city together, how we live together, and how we all make this city home. And that's important, and thank you for your service. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, first of all, to Mr. Kelleher, welcome to Home Forward. We appreciate your willingness to serve. It is not without a time-consuming efforts on all board members of the city and places like Home Forward. So we appreciate the time. Commissioner Carfori, thank you for re-upping. We know you'll continue to be a tireless voice for those who need access to housing. To Jeff, again, thank you for your service. And we'll trust Commissioner Fish will find a board that befits your next tour of duty.
I've been thinking something in the Bureau of Environmental Services, Dan.
Oh, okay. There we go. And then Steve, of course, thank you for your great leadership of Home Forward, and I'm pleased to vote aye. So that completes our business, and we are now adjourned until Wednesday, June 15, 9:30.
Does someone have a camera or a phone?